Parsha Truma, stuff starts getting a little bit exciting. So we learn about the Klei HaMikdash in Parsha Truma, and these are Parshios which we had Shiurim Kaitzman a couple of years ago going through the different Klei HaMikdash from the variety of perspectives. And this slot where we try to do it in a little bit of Machshava, so it definitely on the one hand presents a little bit of a challenge, but there's also some very, very beautiful ideas that come up. I want to speak about a series of psukim here towards the beginning of the Parsha when Chumash describes the Aron. The Aron is one of the more critical kalim in the Mikdash, assuming that it really is a kli, per se. But the Aron, for many, is really the basis of all of the Kedusha of Mikdash, of the Kedusha of Mishkan. Our Soloveitchik used to speak a lot about how it has the luchos in the middle, its Torah in the middle is part of what generates a certain kind of kedusha that's really going to be in the Mikdash and in the Mishkan. The luchos are placed inside the Aron. One of the interesting halachas of the Aron, and this is where it's different than a variety of the other kalim, is that most of the other kalim, so when we carry them, they have badim, they have carrying poles that would be affixed to them. And a person who wanted to, you wanted to carry the shulchan, you wanted to carry the menorah, so you would put the badim in, and then Bnei Yisrael would start carrying them when they would be traveling throughout the desert. However, when it comes to the badim of the Aron, so the Torah tells us when you put them in, so b'tabos ha'aron yuha badim lo yasiru mimenu, that the badim, you're really with the Aron, you don't take them out. You put those poles in to carry them, and those poles stay with the Aron forever. Now, on the one hand, there's a bit of a ha'ara here in the world of Lamdas, and that is that it seems like the badim of the Aron may actually become part of the kli itself. It's not just something which is you attach when you want to carry it, but the hagdara of the Aron is the Aron plus the badim. It really becomes part of the kli itself. And the question becomes, so why is that? Or why are the badim necessarily, why do they have to be attached? Akdekach, the Gemara and Yuma Darshans and Dafayan base, that if you take out the badim, a person's chayv malkos, that's a real isser. So what exactly is the purpose, what is the function of having the badim attached? There are a variety of Rishonim that understand it's somewhat technical, and some of them, even I'll be upshot, may argue there may not even be like a formal isser. The Chizkuni writes something very simple. Well, with many of the other kalim, having the badim attached, those long poles, would actually be fairly inconvenient. To have them by the shulchan or the menorah, they're located in places where you would at least have kohanim and others potentially going in and out a little bit. The Aron is left in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, no one goes in all year long except for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, you know, a couple of times. So, four times, I think. So, because he only goes in a couple of times, it wasn't the biggest deal to keep the badim attached to the Aron. So, says the Chizkuni, that's why they would stay attached, because it was really something that was very, very, it was more technical. It wasn't anything so symbolic, of any real symbolic importance. It was something which was a little bit more simple like that. Some of the Balei HaTosfos and the Tosfos HaShalim, they have some beautiful Mahachim Balei HaTosfos. Some of those also explain similarly that it's a Kedusha. The Aron maybe have been the most Kadosh of them, and we're nervous if people are putting in Badim here and there. They're going to end up touching the Aron in certain ways. It won't maintain it still, its level of Kedusha. So what creates a certain distance, Moshe puts them in, and if anyone wants to carry them afterwards, so anyone wants to pick it up, they don't have to go start touching the Aron or attaching it directly. They can just pick it up, put it on their shoulders, and they're able to go. So for a variety of Rishonim, the Sefer Chinuch has a couple other answers, but it does seem to be not so significant. It's a question of the Aron being more Kadosh, a question of there being more room around the Aron, not being as inconvenient. But for a variety of Bali Machshava and some of the Mefarshim al Torah, they understand that the Badim's attachment to the Aron really does reflect something that is very important. The starting point is the Yisod that's in Chazal and in many of the Mefarshim, was that the Aron really represents, in context, Shulchan Menorah, but the Aron represents the Keser of Torah. The Aron represents Torah. It has the Luchos inside of it. It does represent Klal Yisrael's relationship to Torah and certain ideas about Torah in general. And here there are probably three ways of understanding what exactly we're trying to convey. One insight, again, is found in the papers of the Balei HaTosfos al Torah, is Remez b'matbeya shel Aron. Aron is Torah. What are the badim? What's attached to Torah? The Talmidei Chachamim. Lo yasser mimenu, lo yamer sefer HaTorah hazeh mipicha. That the Aron represents Torah, the Badim are those that are connected to Torah. Who are the ones connected to Torah? Talmidei Chachamim. And what the Torah is telling us is that those who are connected to the Shulchan, those are connected to the menorah, to that which represents maybe gashmias or certain kind of chachma. So that you can have breaks sometimes. You can have breaks. It's okay to have a little bit of a separation from it. But those who are connected to Torah, the badim, the tamidi chachamim, those are people that have to always be connected to Torah. Lo yomer sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha. That's one pshat based in Chazal that the Baal HaTosfos offer in their Peirush al haTorah. Two additional insights. So one is a Meshechachma. Meshechachma is very famous. Meshechachma says the Badim really represents something else. And he has a nice diak in the Gemara in Meseches Yuma as a result. Says Meshechachma as follows. V'nira api ha-medrash ha-aron romeiz ha-keser Torah. Shumunach l'chol ha-rotz ha-likach. Aron represents keser Torah. Those Tamidi Chachamim require Tzarech Sa'ad l'tomcho. A Talmud Chacham needs a person supporting him, says the Meshech Chachma. If a person's going to be learning, you are the Aron. Here you're not the Badim. The Talmud Chacham is really the Aron himself. The Aron, a person's relationship to Torah. So what are the Badim? The Badim represent those who are supporting Torah. The Badim represent those who are going to offer financial support for Torah. V'lazeh bo ha-Badim. Shal olim ha-Badim heima machzikim ba. Heima somchim yedei ha-Talmud Chacham. The next to the Aron are always going to be people who are going to be supporting Torah. Who are going to be supporting Torah? And when there are people who are going to be supplying a certain kind of financial, certain kind of support for Tamid Chachamim, they should always try to be connected to Torah. They should always try to be connected to Tamid Chachamim, often providing them with a certain kind of support. What we've seen so far is as follows. Just to clarify, the Gemara darshins in Meseches Yuma that there's an issur to remove the badim from the aron. Those carrying poles have to always be there. Other kalim, with most of the other kalim, that's not true. Most of the other kalim, just put them in when you want to carry them. Here, there's an isser. That isser, the Gemara tells us, you get malchus for violating. Why are the badim so connected? So we saw for the chizkuni, for some of the other, for some of the Baal HaTosfos, it's more of a technical idea. The aron's very kados. We don't want to be messing around with it. Or these badim, you leave them in. It's not that big of a deal because I don't give people walking by it all the time that are going to somehow you're messing with their freedom of movement. We saw though that according to that some understand that the Pesach to really understand is Derech Machshava. Is the Aron represents the Keser of Torah. For the Baal HaTosfos, Aron represents Torah. The Badim are Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim should always try to be learning. According to the Meshech Chachma, the Aron represents the Talmidei Chachamim. The Badim represent those that are supporting, those that are adjacent to and connected, because Talmidei Chachamim always require people. So says the Meshech Chachma, those who are supporting them, I guess working off a model in which Talmidei Chachamim themselves are not going to be working as much. Rav Hirsch offers an additional suggestion, and Rav Hirsch, I think, is very well known. The Netziv has a very similar idea with also some very beautiful insights. Rav Hirsch is as follows. The Aron represents the Keser Torah. Keser Torah, the Rambam tells, it's munach b'keren zavis kol mi shirotze yavo v'yitol, that the Keser Torah is something which is always available. Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, you can only be a Kohen if you're born into the right family. You can only be a Melech if you're born into the right family. Keser Torah, everyone has access to Keser Torah. Says Rav Hirsch the following very, very beautiful insight. We want to have the Aron. What's the significance of having the Aron always with Badim with it? Aron can always be moved from place to place. What Aron represents is something which is always movable. What the Aron represents, the idea of Torah, is something which can be spread to all locations. Rav Hirsch understands something very, very powerful. Here I would just add a little bit of a knach. The Aron is the only thing which is found really in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the holiest of places. It is also that which is, in a certain sense, most accessible. And even when it's in Kodesh HaKadoshim, again, I think an important kinach, even when it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it still has a certain, all people have a certain connection to it. All people have a certain access to what the Aron represents and what the Aron is really doing. Could be technically only Kohen can go there, but all do have a certain connection. That's what's there when it comes to Torah. This idea of Rav Hirsch, that Torah is munach b'keren zavis, anyone that wants can get it, and that's why the Aron always has the badim, because while it's limited in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it always is something which is transferable. It never needs to be limited to one particular place. Ties in very nicely with the very beautiful ha'ara of the Esh Kodesh in Parshas Yisro. I think we didn't have a... I don't think we had a Parshas Yisro this year. I mean, we had a Parshas Yisro. I don't think I gave this shir before Parshas Yisro. Where the Piazetzner asked a very simple question, named the Beis Aaron. It's one that I think the Barbara Nellens mother asked also. Was a question of why the Torah is given, Dafka in Chutz La'aretz. Why isn't Torah given in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is a Kadosh place. It could be, according to the Ramban's Perish Al Torah, I would even add that mitzvot based on the Sifri, mitzvot are ideally fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. So if Eretz Yisrael is where it's really all supposed to be, so why is Torah given in Chutz La'aretz? So Piazetzner quotes H. Kodesh Parsh Yisrael, named the base Aaron, a very similar idea to refer here, which is because had Torah been given in Eretz Yisrael, you would think that Torah could only be kept in Eretz Yisrael. You would think a shaychus to Torah could only be established in Eretz Yisrael, and that's not true. A person's relationship to Torah can exist everywhere. That's why even when we place the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim at the center of the Mikdash, it has Badim there. It can always be, it's never, can always be transferred from place to place. It can always, always, it can always be moved, and that is something I believe of incredible importance. The Badim, such as her symbolic, represent the command and the mission to carry the ark and its contents. It represents a certain kind of Torah. Let me see if I can find it, please. Da-da-da-da. Wow, I guess we're starting singing, even though like the Litvak movies point out that really we're like Adar Aleph is only going to be on Friday, but no, we'll leave it at that. Well, what we've seen so far is really as follows. Let me just pause so we can conclude. Some very, very beautiful ideas. The Aron represents Torah. Why are the Badim always connected? Balei HaTosfos, Aron is Torah. Badim are Talmidei Chachamim, Meshech Chachma. The Aron are those who are learning Torah. The Badim are those who are Mechazek Torah, those who support Torah. They have an incredible amount to offer also and to appreciate the constant need for those who are supporting Torah. And the third idea of Rav Hirsch, Torah with Badim. Badim represent its ability to move and be relevant in different kinds of places. Torah, that's something which can spread to all different locations. Torah is relevant everywhere. That's why Torah is given dafka. And Chutz La'aretz, Shkayach, have a wonderful night.